Rabbi Yimya daf in the back of Rav. Listen, Rabbi Yimya kadima kasha hichi yobin hochi. How did Rabbi Yimya daf in the back of his Rebbe? Dom Rav Yu, Dom Rav. Loi lo mal yisfal lodom. Loi keneged Rabbi. Not supposed to daf in on the same side as your Rebbe. But loi yachura Rabbi. Not even in the back of your Rebbe you can't daf in. So how did Rabbi Yimya daf in the back of Rav? That's the kasha. Zetanya Rebbe Lezoyna. Somebody davened in the back of his Rebbe. He had no sin shalom the Rabbi. Or else he give shalom aleichem to your Rebbe. Which means, like Tosfos says, Banaisim shalom the Rabbi, that means Pirus kishar fin a yodim, Shaina oimer shalom aleichem Rebbe. You just say shalom aleichem to him. Not like anybody else, that's awesome. The Rebbe is supposed to say shalom aleichem Rebbe. So you stand say Banaisim shalom the Rabbi. Relfi Yamach says Shalom the Rabbi. You stand say back Aleichem Shalom. You don't say Aleichem Shalom Rebbe. Relfi Yachulik Al Yeshivot Bay Shalom Rabbi. Relfi Yamachulik on your Rebbe's Yeshiva. Which means if your Rebbe has a Yeshiva, the Talmud does not let open up Yeshiva right next to his Rebbe's Yeshiva. Unless the Rebbe gives Rishus. But without Rishus from the Rab, you're not allowed to open up your yeshiva next to your Rebbe's yeshiva. That's called Yecholik HaYeshivot Sir Rabbi. V'yoyim HaDovar Shalai Shama Mipi Rabbi. And if you say something over in the name of your Rebbe, that your Rebbe never said it, is Gerim L'Shinah Shishatalik Yisrael. All these things, if you do it, is Gerim that the Shinah goes away from Klai Yisrael. V'al Tekasha, how did Rebbe Yirmiyah daven in the back of his Rebbe? You're not allowed to daven in the back of your Rebbe. You germ the Shekhinah to go away from Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara, Shani Reb Yirmiya, Bar Abba, the Talmud Chavar Hevi. He wasn't really a Talmud from Rav. He was called a Talmud Chavar. There's a lot of different shots on exactly what Talmud Chavar means. Some learn that Metchila you learned from your Rebbe, but later the Talmud studies to be even greater than the Rebbe. So the first, since the Metchila learned from the Rebbe, he's called like a Talmud Chavar. But it doesn't have to be nearly covered that much to his Rebbe, because right now like he's even greater, or at least at the same Madrega like his Rebbe is. The more right for this, behind the Kamalei Reb Yimya Bar Abba the Rav. This is the way Reb Yimya Rabba, when he spoke to Rav, he told him like this, Mi Bodlis, were you poisik from doing Malach on Erev Shabbos? We'll soon see the Maista was, where he was Mekabel Shabbos early, Erev Shabbos. So if you daven early, you have to plug a mincha, it's called Shabbos. So he asked him, did you stop doing malacha? Mi bodlis. Omalei, so Rav answered back, in Badilna, I stopped doing malacha. Since I was Makabal Shabbos early on Erev Shabbos, as soon as I said Kabbalah Shabbos, I stopped doing malacha. Now the raya is, Uloi Omar, when Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba asked Rav, he didn't say, Mi bodl mar. Like you talk to your Rebbe, you spoke a nice lush in the cover, did Mi bodl mar. Like the Rebbe, did you stop doing malacha? So since he just said, Mi Bodol, it's a Raya, Reb Yirmiyah didn't have to be Nei Kovet to Rav, because he wasn't really his Rabbi Muvik, he was like a Talmud Kovet. So Rashi, Achure Rabbi, Nami Yuru, the Davin and Baki Rebbe, so also was the Mishum Yuru. So Taiz brings down another Pshat, the Gnes Mephora, Shemira, Kimishach, the Rabbi. It looks like you're bowing down to your Rebbe, for Davin and Baki Rebbe. Shalom the Rabbi, Rashi, Kishar Kol Odom, Shalom Alecha. You just say Shalom Alecha, that's also. But that's the way you're supposed to. If your Rebbe is supposed to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe. V'ayna d'kom alei oysa hayoyin. Shehispalu Rav. Shal Shabbos, Bera Shabbos. We'll soon see the Maisa. Rav was Makabal Shabbos early. Omalei Rebbe Yimiyah. Rebbe Yimiyah asked Rav. Mi bodlis min hamlocha. Did you stop doing malocha already? Hoyel v'kibalt alecha Shabbos. It's what's ever. Since you daven on Friday, you daven Kabbalah Shabbos early, did you stop doing malacha? And he answered back, yes, I stopped doing malacha. But again, to us, the Raya is, well, Omar le mi bodu mar. He didn't take a lush in the cover to your Rebbe. Rebbe, did you stop doing malacha? Shmamina Talmud Chover heavy lay. He was a Talmud Chover, and therefore he doesn't have to be knowing that much cover to his Rebbe. Right? For the Gemara, mi bodu, is it true that after Rav daven early on Friday with Makabal Shabbos, that he stopped doing malacha, he was makabel even the yisra malacha. The Yom Rabbi Avin, Pa Machas his follow Rebbe, Shel Shabbos Derev Shabbos. One time, Rebbe davened early. It's after Plaga Minchon, Erev Shabbos, is Mekabel Shabbos. And after he davened Marav, he davened Kabbalah Shabbos, the Nichnas Lemerchat. And he went into the Merchat, which on Shabbos is also to take a shower. Especially a hot shower is also. It's also going to the Merchat. And here he went into the Merchat, the Yotza, then he came out of the Merchat, the Shon Olan Tirkin, and then he gave us a shir and learned with us. The Yadayim Lechashecha. And it wasn't yet Tzeitzik Echokim. So Chura, even though Rebbe davened Marav early, he was Mekabel Shabbos early, still you see he wasn't bodo from Locho, he held the smutah to go into the Merchat, since it wasn't Tzeitzik Echokim yet. So Chura, how could you say before he was bodo from Locho? Amar Rova, Hahu de Nichnas Laziyah. Not that Rebbe went into the Merchat, he didn't go to take a shower. Havadim midrabbonim is also to take a hot shower on Shabbos. It's exerim, maybe you come to boil up the hot water. So the bottom asked from taking a hot shower on Shabbos. That also. Here the mice was, he didn't go to take a shower even. He just went lazir, take a schwitz. He just went into the sweat room. He went, no, not the mitzvah. He went lazir, he just wanted to take a schwitz. He went into. The kodigam gzer heavy. And even though the rabbonim made gzer not even take a schwitz on Shabbos, this was kodigam gzer. Therefore, it's true. As soon as he davened Kabbalah Shabbos, he was Mekabel Shabbos, also to do Malachim. But at that time, it was still mutter to go into the Zayah, take a Shvitz, but even on Shabbos you were allowed to. And so it's later they made Xerah not even take a Shvitz. And the Xerah then was, because some people used to say, we're only taking a Shvitz going to the steam room, and really they went into the shower to take a hot shower. So Bonan asked them not even to go into the steam room, but then they shouldn't come to take a shower. So Rashi based on Mirka. After they made two gezeiros, not to take a shvitz and not take a shower, the Shabbos Yaminim takes the Shabbos Karakiros, Shesiku, the Almo Alpha Gav Ditzoli, even though Rebbe was Mekabel Shabbos, no bother me is the Shabbos. He wasn't Mekabel, he is the Malacha. It's a shaykh to have like a place for a Kabbalah Shabbos, a place for Shabbos, but not Megay to Malacha.
The Shabbos the gezeiros on the feast came first.
Right. On the Rav Laziyah, Rashi Nichnas Laziyah, Machmas Chaim Beis Hamerchas. For Leinos Malach Mayim, he didn't take a shower. He just wanted to take to go into the steam. So that was Mutter at that time. But Kaidim Zera, actually goes to Laziyah. But the whole book that Yarmina could be on the Rav Laziyah and Hoch Yarmina, this is the Makor. That Rav has said, there's such a Zera, a second Zera to ask for even a Shvitz without taking the shower. So the Gemara Eini, so we were saying now, that when you mekabel Shabbos early, you have to be nigger hista malacha also. So the more any gefort you are not like that. For Abaya, shori le l'ravimi balivoi lechvurei sali. He was mad to him when they had baskets to put a nice smell into the basket. Now you have a fire going down, put like some into the fire and let the smell go into the basket. That's called lechvurei sali. Then lechvur, this was after we daven kabbal the Shabbos already. So how could he do that? If you daven Kabbalah Shabbos, it's Shabbai Bosa. Shabbai Bosa. But Rashi, Lechvure Sali, La'ashen Oysan the Gophers, to make the smell come from Gophers, La'achash is Falu Shal Shabbos, there are Shabbos. This after he was already Makabal Shabbos, he did this Malacha. So you see, you don't have to be Bodo from Malacha after Kabbalah Shabbos. And tomorrow there was a different Maitre. Ha'u too heavy. There the Kabbalah was betoyed. The drashi too so heavy. Like kibbalah lepeis v'shabbos mishas tefila midas. They didn't really mean to make an early Shabbos. Elo yoyim amunin hoye. It was a very cloudy day. Uksava chashecha. They thought it was mam mitzvah chovim, and they davened mar because they thought it was Shabbos really. V'yachaka zorachachama. Then the clouds went away and the sun came out. It was still boig yoyim. That's called the kabbalah betoyis. That's not called the kabbalah. That's why he was still allowed to do malacha. But if somebody yochid knows it's only plaga mincha and he's davening early, the halacha is that he's mekabel malacha. He can't do malacha either. Kredi gemara otusa mihadro. Could you be toyis? Could you be choyse? It's once in the kabbal Shabbos. Could you be choyse to say it's not called a good kabbalah? Vo'omar avidon ha machas niskashru shemayim bogen. One time the sky got full of clouds. Kisvurimam leyna chashecha. The Elam thought already it's night, it says Chavim, it's already Shabbos. Who? Venichnusun the Beis HaKnesses, so the whole people went into Shul Vespaulu. Shom Meitzoi Shabbos to Shabbos. They daven Havdol, they daven Marav. Shom, it was Meitzoi Shabbos. They daven Marav and Meitzoi Shabbos. Venispazu Rovim, Then the cloud went away. The Zorcha Chama, the sun came out. Ubo Vishol Rebbe, they went to ask Rebbe, what's the locha? The Yomer, and he said, Hoyo Vispalu Vispalu. Since they already davened Mara, the locha is not have to daven Mara over again. So you see, even though they davened Betois, like if they would have known it was still Yom, they wouldn't have davened Mara. But so they thought it was said in Chazan. But since they davened, we said it's Tfilah, called the good Tfilah. Now this Avad is talking about after Plaga Mincha. Like before Plaga Mincha, treated Marav has no, you can't daven Marav then. But after Plaga Mincha, then if you want to daven, you could daven. Because they thought it was really nice, that's why they davened. So the toys, still we're saying that Tfilah is called the good Tfilah. So it's the Kashan before the Maestri, we say that we're in the Kabbalah Shabbos, the toys is not called the Kabbalah Shabbos. Harai, you're allowed to do Malacha. So why is the Tfilah Marav called the good Tfilah? And the Gemara Shani Tibur for Matuchinim Lehu. The Torah says it's about Zundi Rekula for Tfilas Marav. About us only with the Rabbonim. And about the whole Tibur Daven Marav already, the Rabbonim were not master them to Daven Marav a second time. But really, the Kabbalah of the Torah is not called the Kabbalah. Like if you Daven on Friday, early Shabbos. Why? Because you thought it's cloudy, it's dark already. You thought it's Lila. Then the clouds go away and really light. There's no Kabbalah Shabbos then. You're allowed to do Malacha. Because the Kabbalah of the Torah is not called the Kabbalah. Just it's a special kula that if you daven Marav early, it was after Plaga Mincha. So you could be Yotzi Marav then. So even though you daven Marav the Torah, but since the whole seed were together, daven Marav, and it's only with the Rabbanan Marav, the Rabbanan were not Masuch used to daven a second time. The Drashi, Hoyel Vispalu Spalu. Well, he Tzrichim Vispalu Meshach HaSheikha. This is the Kasha. He didn't say they have to daven over again. Alma Tzvilih. You see, it's called the good Tzvilah. The Alpha Fishle Hutra the Malacha, even though they weren't Mutter do Malacha yet. Hossam who the Lay Lavra de Vertera. He treated they didn't do Malacha then. This was on my Tsoy Shabbos. If now it came out and it's still light, so treat them with the right, it's still Shabbos now, about you can't do Malacha. Like even if you dive a Marav early, it's only too late, if you dive a Marav early on my Tsoy Shabbos, Malacha you can't do till such a covenant. I will Indian taste it. Alpha Gav, the Betoyas have a Tetris suit, but I call upon him to see if you're Makabalist Betoyas, still it's called the good Kabbalah at 8 Tfilah. Hail the Yom at Tfilah Kabbalah. Since you daven Marav, it's called the good Kabbalah. So it's a Kasha Mayos, why do we say in Erev Shabbos, you're still allowed to do Malacha? The Tetris says the Kabbalah Betoyas is not called the Kabbalah. So the Makabalist Shabbos early Betoyas, you thought it was night, but really it's still day, it's not called the Kabbalah, you can still do Malacha. That's only Bazundu Akulu with the whole Seber, Davin Marav, they weren't masters to Davin again. Masheng Laloche, if a Yochid does this, he has to Davin Marav again. Let's say it's a very cloudy day, and you thought it's night, and you start to Davin Marav. And then the clouds go away, and you still have the light outside, then you should Davin Marav a second time. Only Akulu, by its Seber, they weren't masters of those Seber to Davin over again. Yeah. Right. Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Avi. Rav Soli Shal Shabbos Erev Shabbos. Rav used to be Mekabel Friday Shabbos early. Rav Yashia Matzli Sal Moitzoy Shabbos B'Shabbos. He used to even daven Moitzoy Shabbos early, that means after Plaga Mincha. So okay. Yeah, good lesson. So Tzai speaks out, Soli Shal Moitzoy Shabbos Yeshloim Adochi Marik Sheish Loi Tzerech Mitzvah. Lachet to Moitzoy Shabbos Gren Lechet Lombo Tinnit. And then he wouldn't have time later, so it's a heter. But if Adam et Chilan Moitzoy Shabbos, you shouldn't daven Marav after Plaga Mincha daven early. Just if you have to, after Tzerech, it's also Mila, Tzerech Mitzvah, you're allowed to daven Marav even on Moitzoy Shabbos after Plaga Mincha. That's what Rav Yashia did. Matzvi Shal Moitzoy Shabbos B'Shabbos. Now, Rav Soli Shal Shabbos Erev Shabbos. Rav was Mekabel Shabbos early. For the Gemara Shaila, Oyma Kedusha Lakoyt Oyeme. Oyma Kedusha Lakoyt. Was he even allowed to make Kiddush then, in that time, after Plaga Mincha, after Davar Marav, to even make Kiddush? Or maybe no Kiddush he can't make. And the Havaminer is, clearly you could daven early, like if Yehuda after Plaga Mincha, it's called Marav. But maybe Kiddush has to be on the Gufa Shabbos. And the Gufa Shabbos only starts from Laila, Pesach Chavim. So the Gemara on Shmuel, Mitzvah Lodim Shal Shabbos Vera Shabbos, V'yoyma Kedusha Lakoy. You know you're even allowed to make Kiddush also. If you daf a marav after Plaga Mincha, the loch is, you're allowed to make Kiddush also. Bilchus HaKavosei, and that's the really Pasuk also. And the Pesach Rosh speaks out, because the Pasuk says, Zocher es Yom HaShabbos. It doesn't say Zocher bi Yom HaShabbos. It just says Zocher es Yom HaShabbos. Mashmi, even a little bit before Shabbos, you're also allowed to make Kiddush.
That's why you're allowed to make kiddush if you daven early. Rabbi Yashiyah Matli Shomay Tzui Shabbos to Shabbos. Rabbi Yashiyah, like Christ says, he had a service to go away with Bar Mitzvah, so he was allowed to daven Marav early, even on my Tzui Shabbos. Klet tomorrow, Omer Havdol Alakoyt, Oyeno Omer Havdol Alakoyt, if that's the plug in Mincha, if he daven my Tzui Shabbos, is he allowed to make Havdolah Alakoyt or not? So Hashema, Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Mispal Odom Shomay Tzui Shabbos to Shabbos. If you have to, you're allowed to daven Marav early, even on my Tzui Shabbos, the Yomer Havdol Alakoyt. And you're even allowed to make Havdol Alakoyt. So the Tosfos Rosh speaks out that Avad the Ner had to do a Melacha the Raya Sabbat in Allah to do. But the Avad is still called Shabbos until Sefer Gechovim. Just if he's going to be on the road, like here, the first was going to make a Mila. He started to travel already. And he's afraid later on the road he's not going to be able to make Havdolah. You're allowed to make Havdolah now, right after you Dava Marim, even though it's only after Plag and Mincha. And the Havdolah is called the good Havdolah. For the same Svarah. Because Havdolah is also from the Pasuk Zohar of Yom HaShabbos. So we say you're supposed to be Zohar at the beginning of Shabbos and at the end of Shabbos. So doesn't the doctor say it has to be after Shabbos? Zohar at the end could be a little bit before, a little bit after. Just like at the beginning of Shabbos, you could do a little bit before Shabbos. Or then Havdolah could be even a little bit before Shabbos. You could also say Havdolah. You're right, Havdolah. Right, Melacha you can't do, right. But the mitzvah Havdolah, you're already Zohar, you were Zohar at Yom HaShabbos, be Tziyosah. Right. But Ner, about you can't write the Ner, you can't do Melacha yet. Omer Rab Zera, Omer Rab Asi, Omer Rab Elozer, Omer Rab Echanina, Omer Rab, Bitzad Omud Zer, by this place, his follow Rab Yishmob Rab Yitzi, Shel Shabbos Era Shabbos. If he was Mekabel Friday, Shabbos early. Saying later, he also Davin Marav early. So the more Kiyos Ula, when Ula came, he said the Mice was different. Omer Bitzad Tamra Heze, Esh Zoloi Bitzad Omud. It wasn't stopped by this beam, it was by a smart, by a day tree. For Lo Reb Yishmob Reb Yaisi Hevi, that wasn't the mice with him. El Reb Lezer Reb Yaisi Hevi, there were different mice. Lezer Reb Yaisi. And vice versa, Lo Yishol Shabbos Erev Shabbos. It wasn't Friday, davening early Hevi. El Shol Moitzoy Shabbos Shabbos Hevi. Different mice like me. Different mice. Davening Moitzoy Shabbos. Lagei, you have to stay over the right halacha, but the right members, you have to stay over. But that's the halacha though. You let it daven early, and you can make kiddush also early. The halacha is brought down, even the Magen Avraham says, the Maaseh, if somebody wants to make Kabbalah Shabbos early, you have to plug a mincha, you want to make Kabbalah Shabbos and make Kiddush and eat, and then daven Marav late, you can do that also. What's the Magen Avraham?
What is your Makabal Vitaros?
What?
What is your Makabal Vitaros?
It's not called the Kabbalah Vitaros. The Torah is not called the Kabbalah. What
is it? Is the Torah Kiddush a good Kiddush?
Stomach nuts? No. The Torah? Because if you didn't want to make early, you usually wait till Tzitz Chavim. And tonight it came cloudy, you thought it was safe, that's Gemara, the Torah is not called the Kabbalah. Right, the Tzvilah Sarav Ein L'Kva. Mar of the Mishnah says has no Kva. Because the Gemara, Ma Ein L'Kva, what's this lesson has no Kva? Ilai Madi Boi Matzi Kula Laila. If it means you could daven Mar of the whole night time till Omer HaShachar. Or was it listed, Tzvilah Sarav Kula Laila, let it say. Ela Ma Ein L'Kva, command the Yom HaTzvilah Arvah Tashuz. It means to pass, and we hold Tzilas Arvis is only Rishut. As a Machlokes, Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Tzilas Arvis. What's the law for Tzilas Arvis? Rav Gamliel Loi No Chayva. It's a Chiyuv to Davin. Rav Yishur Loi No Rishut. Omer Rabaya, Halacha Kedivra Yoy No Chayva. That's what Rabaya says. For Rava Mano, Halacha Kedivra Yoy No Rishut. And we always pass, and Rabaya Rav, we pass like Rava. The Halacha is, Marv is only called Rishut. Now what does that mean, Rishut? Tzayi speaks out to him. Halacha Kedivra Yoy No Rishut. Lav dafka shus, it doesn't mean if you want to, yes, if you don't want to, you can not daven. And to the precious Leo, as I said before, lakach nitra shus levatal avur mitzvah cheres averis. But the second phrase in the parak said, that avad is stammaz that you have to daven marav. It just means if you're busy doing another mitzvah, you don't have to stop doing something else. To say, oh, it comes my marav, you'll have to do something else. It's only if you're very torrid you can miss marav. But mitchila, if for no reason, avadi can't miss marav. That's why the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, that if you didn't daven marav, it says shachris daven two times. So it says that we pass in marav as a rishus. So if you didn't daven it, what do you have to daven two times shachris for? So what if you didn't daven? That's why it says, avadi mitchila, you're supposed to daven marav every night. It just means that if something else is very important taking place, you have a right to miss marav. Hainu agabi mitzvah cheres, v'yaveres, the other means, tibchat tzilth arvim, v'mifnehel. But stop, not to daven marav. Avad, you're supposed to daven marav every night.
What's the connection between marav, shacharis, and muchavet? I mean, it's such limited obviously.
No, look, I've been saying, if you're doing something else, it's very important. For shacharis, you have to stop and daven shacharis. For mincha, you have to stop. Marav, you don't have to stop. Right. So kitzes to machlekes for the Gamlio and Yad Yeshua. If it's a chayva or a rishut. So the more famous, ma'isei ton rabbonim. Ma'isei the Talmud echa shemolofei Rabbi Yeshua. Omalei. Tfilas avris rishut the chayva. The Talmud yesei Yeshua what's the loho. Omalei rishut. Yesei Yeshua like you said before. He passes rishut. Molofei Rabbi Gamlio. The ma'isei came in front of the Gamlio. The tchidr of the Gamlio was the Rosh Yeshiva. He was the Nasi. And the Gamlio vice versa at Shteichet said, Midas the Beishamah is a very stark person. Said the Gamlio. Omalei. So the Talmud now came in front of the Gamliel. Omulei, Silas Arvus Rishus Techeva. He asked for the Gamliel to shout now. What's the locha? Is it Rishus or is it Techeva? Omulei, Techeva. Yishnel is called Techeva. Omulei, so the Talmud asked him, I, the Lord of Yeshua, Omulei Rishus. I, this other Rav of Yeshua, told me it's Rishus. Omulei, so the Gamliel got angry. Yeshua, you didn't get on me. So the Gamliel said like this, Hamtin, let's wait, Achi Yichmustu Bali Trace in the base of Medjish. Until all the Talmidic Chachomim come into the Beis Medrash. The Drashi Balas Rishna means Chachomim Hamanatchim Ze'ezeh Balocha. They fight one another, the Halocha, that's called Balas Rishna. So he's right till the Beis Medrash gets filled up. Kishinich was to Balas Rishna, all the Talmidim came into the Beis Medrash. Omat HaShoel. So the Gamliel let this Talmud get up and ask this question again. The Shoel, and the Talmud is, in front of everybody, what's Halocha? Tfilas Arvus Rishus HaChoyvel. Omalei Rav Gamliel Choyvel. He said, Rav Gamliel says the Chayvah. Omal lehem Rav Gamliel Chomim. Rav Gamliel now told the Chomim, Klum, is there anybody? Klum yeshodim shechilet. The daughter said, is there anybody that argues on me that holds it's not called the Chayvah? Omal lehem Yeshua, la. Did he say yes to Yeshua? He said no. Nobody thinks it on you. And then Yeshua was next to the Rashid and said, I don't think it on you. Omal lehem Gamliel said no. Balei Mishmecha Omali, I the Talmud told me in your name of Yeshua. The Rishus, that you yourself said it's Rishus. Omalei Yeshua, so the Gamliel told Yeshua, Amoy Daraglecha, stand up. The Yidubo, and tell me, Adis, what do you say? Do you say it's Rishus? Is there the Chayva? Is Omar de Yeshua, Yeshua had to get up, like it was embarrassing to Yeshua. Omar de Yeshua, Ragla Viyama. Yeshua said like this. Amoli Anicha, if I was alive, who made, and the Gamliel was dead already. It's possible I can be machas and say I never said it was Rishus, I still say it's a chayva. But the yachshav shani chayv uchay. But now that I'm alive and Gamliel still alive, heich yochol achayl hafish es achay. How could I be machas achay? Now if he was meida that I take a hold, it's called the Rishus. Rashi heich yochol achay. How could the living one lahafish es achay? Al korchi ani tzaruch lahodis. I have to be meida to you, Rabbi Gamliel. Shemata le Rishus, that I take a paskin, it's a Rishus. Because the first of Yeshua was Mechorot on the Rosh Shiva, the last Rav Gamliel. Is where Rav Gamliel, Yoshe the Dairus, the Meister was, Rav Gamliel continued saying his Rosh Hashanah, Rav Yeshua, I'm the Daraglis, he made him stand up all the time, he didn't let him sit down. At Shiranum Kolam, all the people got disgusted already, the Yomu Nechut the Saturgrim, they told the Maturgrim, the Lord of Rosh Shiva used to say a Shir, and there was a Maturgim there interpreting to the rest of the Talmidim. So Talmidim now told the Maturgim, keep quiet, don't say anymore. Amoy, be quiet. The Omud, and he kept quiet. Amri, the Talmidim now said to Gamliel, Kamo Nitzare, till how long are you going to be Mitzare of Yeshua? The Nazar. How long is this going to go on? It was 3 months already that you, Rav Gamliel, are the Mitzare of Yavayash of Yeshua. Rosh Hashanah Ishtik Tzare. Last year, Rosh Hashanah, you were Mitzare of him. The Drashi was a mice, famous mice. Also, the Drashi is the Shana Shavu of Rosh Hashanah. The Sefer Rosh Hashanah, Shomulai Goizer Ani, Olech Lashatovi Etzu, the Makhlakov of Masecha, the Yer Makipur, Shechaliyas, the Cheshbonecha. But the Machlakis, how do you make the Cheshbon when your Kippur comes out? According to Rabbi Shua, it comes out on Shabbos, and according to Rabbi Gamliel, it came out the next day. So the Gamliel told Rabbi Shua, you think it's a Kippur today? I want you to come to me with your pockets, with your money, like you show him you were wrong. That's why they made such a gzair upon him. Right, there was one meister. This chayrus, another meister, was in Sefer Chayrus, a meister to Reb Tzadik. There was a meister to Rashi, Sefer Chayrus, meister to Tzadik. This chayrus to Reb Tzadik, heavy lay b'chbuchr. Tzadik had a b'chur. The Yom Rav Gamliel, Reb Yeshua, Amodah Maglechet Yochi. Same Meister. Was it a Momoida? Was it a good Mom? Not a good Mom? The same Shalom. Machlokes. Then Gamliel called you to Shua. Stand up in front of everybody. Hochi Nami. Sire. Now the third time, you might be Mitzari of Yeshua. He makes him stand up for nothing. His Torah and Navri. The Chura, they said, let's get rid of this Rosh Hashiva. We're going to take on Gamliel, make him Mice Rosh Hashiva. So at the Gemara, man, Mukum, late. But who's going to take him to place on Gamliel? Is Mukumle and Yeshua, Mal Mice to heaven. And no, Mukumle and Yeshua, the Chura, let's put up Yeshua, he's a Chosh Venench. Have the Gemara, Mal Mice to heaven. No, you can't do it. Since of Gamliel could say it was Mechuluk Rabbi Yeshua, it's not nice to put up Rabbi Yeshua. So Drashi, why not? Drashi, Baal Mais, the heaven of Gamliel, Tzara Tvei. If you're going to put Rabbi Yeshua in our Shiva, your mom is going to make Rabbi Gamliel Eis Mensch. If this guy could take Gamliel Eis Nasi, it was like the same Shemayim. The elder wasn't a good Rosh Shiva anymore. But to take the other one who was Mechuluk with, make him Rosh Shiva, that's going to be too much a patch in the face to Gamliel. So it's very right, you can't do it. Is Mukmei Rabbi Kiva, let's make Rabbi Kiva Rosh Hashiva, but tomorrow night, Dilma Onishlein, maybe Rabbi Gamliel will give him a call or give him an Onish. Why? The last place, Chusavis. Rabbi Kiva didn't have any Chusavis. Shrashi, but Dilma Onish Rabbi Gamliel? So we can't put the Kiva Rosh Hashiva connected to Rabbi Gamliel. El Mukmei Rabbi Loza Ben Azariah. Let's make him Rosh Hashiva. Why? The Hukhachim is a very smart person. Who Osher is a rich person. Who Asir really Ezra. He has a lot of Yichus. He's a 10th generation down from Ezra. So tomorrow, Chochom, he's a Chochom Dimakshele in the Farakle. Rabbi Gamliel is going to ask him any kashyas, he's a big Chochom, he'll be able to answer him back. V'washer, he's rich, the Yosle, the Fluchel, the Kesar, the king, the Caesar there, will tell him, come and you have to give us money, like I'll take you of you from being Rosh Hashiva. After Wazla Polach, he'll have money to pay off, he wouldn't have to be Mivat himself from being Rosh Hashiva. V'lasiuli Ezra, he's a 10th generation from Ezra, he says Chosovis. He's not going to be afraid that Gamliel will give him a klala because he has Chosovis. V'lemati Inishle, he can't give him a klala. Also, V'omrule, so they went to ask Reb Lezer ben Azariah, Nichele Lamar, the Lehebi Resh Masifta. He asked you, do you want to become Rosh Hashiva? Omalu, the first thing he answered back was, Ezov Yimlich V'inshe Beis, I have to ask my wife. The first thing he has to ask the wife, which should be Maskamana. If I said to him, come Rosh Hashiva, you're not going to be home too often, he's very, very busy. You have to first get the shoot from your wife. Also, the Yimlich V'inshe Beis, so he went to ask his wife. Omalu, she answered back, Dilma Mavir Lecha, you want to be Rosh Hashiva, maybe you only be Rosh Hashiva for 1-2 days. And later, Chvesem Gamliel, with Chochmah, will be able to